Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today.
Today is Thursday, November 18th.
Our first verse is from Psalm 42:1. As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God.
The second verse is from Revelation 21:6. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life.
All right, well, welcome back to Thursdays with Theta. We have a couple of our community members here today. Got Sam and Kira and Morgan and Kelly. Thank you guys for joining me again today as we reflect on these really thirsty verses. There's a ad campaign out, say, stay thirsty. And maybe that is a good motto for our reflection today. Kelly, you kind of had an idea about that kind of ongoing thirst.
Yeah, a lot of times I think we think that like being thirsty or hungry is like something we don't want or something we try to avoid or fix right away, but with God it's like something that we can be really grateful for, that we have that desire for him, that he's given that to us, and that every day we can long for him more and be expectant that he will fulfill those desires.
Yeah, we've just had a heat wave here in Southern California. Now it's kind of cool right now, but during the heat wave one day I was just so thirsty, and I was thinking about that from a spiritual perspective in a way too, that when I just like run to the refrigerator water, you know, if that were like me running to God, God wouldn't say, oh great, he's back, thirsty again, you know, but he's so happy to see us and welcome us back. I love that. Morgan, you have a contextual thought from North Dakota.
Yeah, so when you go deer hunting, you try to put up your deer stand like near water, like a lake or like a stream, because deer will constantly come back for water. That's something they can't live without. And we don't have that. We don't always come for water. Like, we come back to the word, but it's something that we should come back for and be filled in that.
Yeah, just that kind of habit. And when we realize it's actually a necessity, and I love that. I love that image, and it fits so well with the first scripture too, that longing that deer have. I think, I don't know what it is, if it's cultural or what, but I kind of feel like we should mitigate our longing or minimize our desire, but in a way it's like finding our actual satisfaction, like the woman at the well. I mean, she's so thirsty there in the middle of the hot of the day, and yet there was her satisfaction, whether she knew it or not. She would know it eventually, when Jesus would make a promise to her. How about you, Kira?
I was sort of thinking about how absolutely necessary water is just for life. And like, it's not an extra little treat that a deer needs once in a while just for fun, but the deer knows it's, or instinctively knows that it's gonna die if it doesn't have water, and it's something that's just so absolutely necessary for nourishment and to be able to move on and keep living. And that we should think about our time with Jesus or our time in the Word that way too, that it's more than a little extra thing you get to do once in a while when you have time, or like you do everything you can by yourself first and then add a little bit of Jesus to it if you need it. But it's like the main sustaining thing that keeps you alive or keeps you going. And that should be what you go to first for nourishment and in life and encouragement, and that's what fuels you before anything else does.
Yeah. I was thinking of some conversations we've had around our community and in our congregation about, especially after COVID, and the change that we see even in the church's life, you know, a lower participation, or curious, are people still engaging online, you know, the people, and trying to reach out to some of them, and how are things going, and to be gentle. But in a way, I kind of have wondered, even this week, we thought, are we asking the wrong question? You know, not how do we get people back, or how do we convince parents that their kids' discipleship is important or going to catechism is important, you know, almost thinking of it from a duty kind of perspective, like you should. And there is some of that in the law, of course, thou shalt remember the Lord's day and keep it holy. But my prayer changed this week a little bit when I was praying for the parents in our church who've kind of maybe not come back like we would hope they would. And my prayer has been, Lord, would you make them thirsty again, captivate them again with their own salvation, with their own good news, that it wouldn't just be like you were just saying, Kira, kind of like a little bit of Jesus added to my already busy life, but would be the core heartbeat again, that daily kind of, as often as a deer needs to go back to the water, our parents, we ourselves would be drawn to the only one who can satisfy us. Sam.
Yeah, I just thought it was a cool connection between the two verses, with the deer longing for water, and then in Revelation, it says, to the thirsty, I will give water. It reminds me of the verse about, like, knock and I will answer, and ask and you will receive, and we really do have a God that wants to give and wants to provide for us.
Yeah, that's good. I love that. We're laying hold of that thirst, laying hold of that desire. And I forget where Martin Luther says, you know, God only satisfies the thirsty. He only makes pure the unrighteous. He only heals the sick. He only forgives sinners. And so taking our place really among those who are needy, who are thirsty, who are sinful, so that our souls can long for God and that we can hear this promise, I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. Well, let's pray together the prayer found on page 159 in the daily text.
During this turbulent and divided time, I recall your faithfulness, Lord. I remember times of wonderful fellowship in simple settings, meals, outings, and gatherings with friends and family. Heal us, Lord. Teach us to value the joy of each other's presence, a foretaste of an eternal celebration in your kingdom, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. This song is called As the Deer.
As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. Spirit healed. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.